Hey, grown-ups, eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. My partner and I have been working really late hours lately, so it's been so wonderful to have these no-fuss, no-mess meals. Factor meals eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up. Simply heat and savor the good stuff. Head to factormeals.com/tales50. That's T-A-L-E-S 50, and use code TALES50 to get 50% off your first month, plus 20% off your next month. That's code TALES50 at factormeals.com/TALES50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box, while your subscription is active. Hey, grown-ups, I have something exciting to share with you. There's a brand new kids podcast out now that I think you're going to love. It's called Mysteries About True Histories. This show is perfect if you love adventures, solving riddles, and maybe even some wacky math problems. But I need a little help from some new friends to tell you more. Max and Molly, take it away.
From the creators of Who Smarted, Starglow Media, comes a brand new podcast called Mysteries About True Histories.
Does that sound serious enough?
Max, we only have 30 seconds for this promo. Just tell them how your mysterious aunt recruited us into a secret order of problem solvers who travel time and have epic adventures.
I don't have to. You just did.
Catch new episodes of Mysteries About True Histories every Thursday on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, Tailblazers! I'm Rebecca Cunningham, and this is Girl Tales, a kids podcast of feminist stories for a new generation. Before we get started, I'd like to wish a very happy birthday to Saskia in New Paltz, New York. Saskia, thank you so much for listening to Girl Tales. Girl Tales is brought to you by families like yours. Grown-ups, if you would like to hear your child's name at the top of our next tale, head to patreon.com/girltales and donate today. Now on to our episode. This is Effervescence Part 2. If you haven't heard Part 1 yet, I recommend going back to our feed and scrolling down a little bit to Effervescence Part 1 and listening to that story first. Enjoy!
Oh, I forgot I started a pot of jasmine tea. Pardon me.
Would you like some?
Sure.
Okay.
Ah, there we are. Ah, now where was I?
Well, just so I can make sure I'm not lost, let's start from the beginning again. Effervescence is a teenage fairy who lives in the woodlands of...
Ohio.
Okay. And his best friends are three other fairies named...
Primera, Sisunda, and Tertia.
Tertia, right. And she's the one he calls to see if they're all at a party wearing dresses he made them.
Yes, because he was not invited.
And that really upsets Effer because being left out is a sore spot for him.
Very sore.
So his pet, a talking raven, so cool by the way, named...
Nebuchadnezzar,
encourages him to go anyway.
You got it!
Okay, so they just made the dress and are off to the party. But I have a question. How does Effer's magic work?
Ooh, okay. How does magic work? And how does effervescence work with magic? I'm pretty sure it works by feeling. Magic is like poetry, you see. You pour light into a cup and then deliver it to a parched mouth. And that's the best I, or effort too, probably, can articulate. Even though he lacked the vocabulary, he understood the feelings all too well. And that's what he worked with. Feelings spun out of thin air into fabric. So as he began to float in the air, he closed his eyes and let the feelings of his favorite things spin him around and around and around. Attaboy, do your torso first! Nebuchadnezzar cheered. He loved this part. Meanwhile, Effervescence felt the memories of playing with dolls on a playground. Yes! Brilliant! Now your hands and arms! Effer thought of the first time he met Nebuchadnezzar. Gorgeous! Do your legs next! Effer's next memory was the joy of finding a new word in a dictionary. Fantastic! Learning to sew with spells. Almost there! Think of a headpiece! And lastly, not a memory but a goal, the anticipation of a first kiss. Oh, Effer! It's... And just like that, Effervescence was wearing, according to Neb, the best dress you've ever made!
Really?
Absolutely! Effer's clothes looked like they were woven out of the night sky, your favorite dreams, and the stories of the stars. It's just missing one touch!
What?
Me! Kofar! Effervescence watched as his pet transformed. Yes, transformed, because how could he not have picked up a few tricks hanging out with a fairy over a decade? Into a scarf, with a bow in the middle. The ends of the scarf were coated in jet black feathers. When Effer looked in the mirror, he marveled at the effect it had. He looked like he was wearing wings. The two began to giggle. It's the feeling of seeing yourself in your favorite costume when it's put together, plus the feeling of looking really fancy for special occasions. That kind of giggling. And with that, the two flew off to the ball and the future. Tertia hadn't been lying on the phone when she told Effervescence that a storm was brewing. It was positively raining cats and dogs by the time he reached the castle. Nebuchadnezzar had become the perfect addition to his ensemble, transforming into a covering so he could walk without getting drenched on. Even so, the wind was ferocious, and by the time he reached the gigantic wooden doors of the castle, all it took was a gentle push at the wrong time for the doors to fly open and smack the walls on either side. Whatever raucous laughter and mirth had been going on suddenly ceased. All eyes turned to the door where a shadow stood in the opening. Lightning flickered behind the figure, and a boom of thunder was like the cherry on top of a nightmare sundae. So much for slipping in unnoticed, Effer thought. And then noting how people couldn't stop staring, he said aloud,
"Ooh, did I do that?"
Wait. That wasn't his usual voice. Something was coming over him. Something new and fierce and proud.
Should I do it again?
Not quite, he took a few steps in and clapped his hands. The doors closed behind him.
No. Look at all these lovely faces. Oh, who do we have here? Gentry? Nobility, fairies, and of course, he gestured to the queen, Mary!
Before he took another step, Effer thought, why not float? So he did. And he wasn't quite right anymore. They felt less and less like a he. So they decided to start floating and used magic to do it. They were quite a sight, gliding soundlessly across the ballroom floor.
Oh, Mary, 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 look at you!
Such finery! And married to a king?
You rich queen!
Who might you be, Spectre? This came from Queen Mary's husband, King Craven.
Me? I made her dress!
Startled into speaking, the queen asked,
I'm sorry, Do I know you?
Oh, Mary, 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 you don't recognize me?
Hmm.
Then Ephra scanned the crowd and found who he, I'm still getting used to it, they were looking for. They pointed to Primera, Sasunda, and Tertia and said, I made theirs too. The three sisters looked at each other, looked at their dresses, back to each other, back to their dresses, and then back to...
Effervescence?
What? Effervescence?
Say it a third time, and then I grant you a wish.
What was this voice? What was that cackle? That was a cackle. Who am I right now? They thought to themselves. And what brings you to us this eve? The king said, still on his guard.
The party, of course. Don't mind me. I'm just a part of the rabble. Especially since my invitation must have slipped and fallen somewhere. And now it can't get back up, poor thing.
The attendees were all hand-selected. I assure you no errors were made. Only the closest of the queen's companions were allowed.
Oh! 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 And here I was, thinking that it was only for fairy princesses.
They side-eyed the sisters and noted that Tertia looked away out of guilt.
My mistake. I was under the assumption that all I needed to participate was a dress, makeup, and good hair. And now I've just interrupted everything. Where were we?
Yes. Well, now that the baby has been revealed to be a girl.
Oh, princess. Aww.
We were just about to bless the new baby with amazing magical gifts as fairies usually do with royalty until you're,
spectacle.
Pardon?
The word you're looking for is spectacle.
Your spectacle surprised us.
Well, don't let me hold things up. Please, please resume. Resume. Presume even. Primera, you first.
Okay. Yeah. So my gift is going to be like making sure your child is like outrageously beautiful. Like stunning. Like, stop it. You look so gorge. And she'll have like grace for days.
Sasunda was next.
I give the baby the talent of the finest musician, both inside and out. They'll be able to sing, have perfect pitch, and also take to any musical instrument with ease.
Followed by Tertia.
And I...
Wait, hold that thought, honey. Can I give a gift too?
It pains me to say this, old friend, but it really is rather uncouth for a fairy, boy to be at functions such as these dressed as, well, as you are. It's almost, well, not almost, it is inappropriate amongst children. You really don't belong here, and I apologize for your confusion and sympathize for your embarrassment.
Embarrassed? Who is embarrassing? I am not embarrassed whatsoever. And why? I like my dress. Was wearing black, too, on the nose. It goes with everything. Is your child allergic to sequins and feathers? I promise they're not toxic. Not nearly as toxic as the poison you grew up on that led you to make a sentence like that. I have no reason to hurt or scare anyone, at least until just now. I just wanted to be included. So for the sake of inclusion...
Here they pulled out a box the color of heartache.
I must insist upon this blessing.
If things have started to sound a little familiar to you, then that's because this is a story as old as time. Have you ever heard of Sleeping Beauty? Then you know what happens next. It's the same story. A needle, a curse, a kingdom taken by fear. We can skip that part and get to the next, the one right after Effervescence is chased out by the king's guards amidst cries of terror and fury. We'll keep fast forwarding through the bits where they collect their few possessions and come face to face with their parents still in full dress. They deserve that privacy, but know that it wasn't what you'd expect. It was softer and quieter than you'd ever imagine. Their parting, I can talk about, and that ended with Effer staring back at all that they knew, parents included, watching their father, trying to figure out how to say,
"This place never fit you. You were always too big, too grand, but never too much."
Effer's mother wished she could say,
"If we ever made you feel like you needed to fit in more than you needed to be yourself, then that's on us. You were always enough, exactly as you are."
But words are really hard for people to get right, with or without magic. So instead, Effer's parents said,
I'm sorry.
And then they closed the door. It was all rather, ooh, what's the right word?
Somber. The word you're looking for is somber.
Yes, somber. Thank you. And so Effer flew away on nothing but grief, frustration, and loneliness. The only goal in their mind was to separate themselves from this place that never wanted them, and to find one that did. So they became a woodland fairy for a while, which tracks because, and you can ask your parents this, most fairies do end up in the woods at some point, specifically in the state of Ohio. And it would take quite a long time to get to what happens next.
That was Effervescence Part 2, written by Sai Sion, produced by Chad Shanai. Performed by Sai Sion and Rebecca Cunningham. Executive produced by Rebecca Cunningham. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review on Amazon Music or wherever you get your podcasts. Grownups, if you would like extra stories for your Tailblazers to listen to, like the original Alice's Adventures in Wonderland or The Wonderful Wizard of Oz, performed by me, well, there's only one place to get it. Head to patreon.com/girltales and join Team Dorothy or above. And grown-ups, you can also find Girl Tales and Cordelia Studios on Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook. And hey, if you love this story, share it with a friend. Oh, and remember, I believe in you. Girl Tales is a Cordelia Studios production.